On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is The Rush Hour. Joe Montagna and Billy Brownless.
There's the siren. The Cats are into the grand final. They'll take on the Tigers next week. The first grand final for Geelong since 2011. Look at Harry Taylor. He was there, so was Big Tommy. And Gary Ablett's got another game to go.
Yes, he has, and so has this man. He's already a premiership player with the Dogs, of course, but he's a local boy. He's a good Geelong boy from St. Joey's and lived out at Leopold. Anyway, but one of the very, very good players, loved on the field and off the field, the Dollhouse himself, Lukey boy, Luke Dollhouse. Welcome, buddy.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Oh, are you excited? Because we're all excited down here in G-Town, mate.
Yes, very excited. It's been a long time in the hub, about 106 days now we're counting, so it'll be good to get a little bit of a reward at the end of it.
What do you do for those 106 days? It must be a long time, Lukey, just to hang around and train.
Yes, it can get very boring, Bill, very boring, but I think everyone's doing it tough at the moment. I'm sure you blokes have as well, so just looking forward to hopefully getting a reward for all this time we've spent away.
Are you one of the Cats sharing a hub with the Richmond players in the same hotel, or are you at a different hotel?
No, we're at a different one. So right. We're at the Mantra in Southport. So this is pretty much the single boys hotel, and the other one's the families and, with the kids and life. So
very nice. Hey, mate, congratulations. Another grand final. You must be really pleased with the form of the side, particularly the last couple of weeks in particular. You've got all facets of the game going really well. You must be confident going into the grand final.
Yeah, I think so, especially the last 2 weeks, and even probably the Port Adelaide final that we lost, we probably just didn't convert. So the finals have been really good. Seems like, we've just been really confident with ball in hand, and our contest stuff has been really good. So, going into the grand final in some pretty good form.
Some great stories in this one. I know for Richmond also, but for the Cats, Joel Selwood could be a winning captain, of course. Paddy Dangerfield, his first grand final. Harry Taylor, maybe his last game. And, of course, the goat. So there's some great stories out there.
Yeah, it'd be great to do it for all them lads and even the boys, the younger fellas as well, who haven't obviously played in the grand final and obviously lost a couple of prelims over the last couple of years. So, especially it'd be good to do it for the older boys.
What's it like? You've had the front row seat the last few years to Gary Ablett Jr. He was awesome again the other night. From your perspective, going back to the Cats, how have you seen the little master and what he's like on and off the field if it is his last game? Because we are going to miss him as one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, it's been amazing to play with him. He's obviously a very special player, and some of the stuff that he does is just ridiculous. I mean, his footy smarts is by far the best I've seen. Just knows where to plot himself at the right times, and his finishing skills is just he's been unbelievable, and he's an even better bloke off the field.
Hey, Lukey, hey, Bill, something caught my attention after the game the other night when our man Luke Darcy was interviewing Zach Tui.
Yes.
Let's just take a listen to how this interview went.
Hey, Zach, tell us what the scenes will be like in Port Aleutian Island, your old hometown. Mum and Dad, do they live stream the games? Are they able to get it in real time?
Port Aleutian, can they get it in real time? Yeah, they've got internet and stuff like this. Can they get it in real time? I think the carrier pigeons have to get there with the score. they get it in real time. It's Port Leash, just FYI as well, because people back home would give out if I don't...
He just whacked him straight back, didn't he, Zach? He's a funny man. He seems like a very funny man. What are the Irish boys like in that side? You got a couple?
Yeah, very good. They're both very funny. They've got that Irish humour about them, and they both love their pubs as well. So they're both ripping blokes.
Mark O'Connor, funny.
Yeah. Just quietly, he is in his own way.
Are you related to Paddy Dangerfield, Luke?
I'm related. We've got the same cousin. So but it's not blood related. So it's through marriage.
Oh, right. It's a Leopold thing, Joey. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, right. Okay, is it?
I like to claim it, but I don't think he does.
Hey, mate, do you tell them? Do they look to you for a bit of experience? Because you've already won one, of course, back in 16. Have they come to you yet and asked the old doll, the Dollhouse, what's going on?
Oh, I'm not really the smartest player for that sort of stuff, but I think they more lean towards Jolie, Hawk and Harry. So, but yeah, no, I haven't really asked for too much advice of me at the moment. Not just yet, anyway. I reckon
you'll be happy with the low-key week leading up to the grand final. Lukey, you don't seem like the type that'd love all the fanfare and the grand final parade. What will it look like for you, grand final week this week in the Hub? Just what's some of your sort of routines or traditions that you stick with?
Not too much, really, to be honest, Joey. I'll just probably just relax, to be honest. It'd be good not having to go to the parade. I wasn't a massive fan of it. I just like to sort of keep it quiet and not do too much media. I was happy to get this gig because it's not too serious. And I got Bay FM tomorrow, so that won't be too serious either, I don't think. So I usually just request the local ones. But not too much, mate. We'll change. Just be nice and quiet and relax into it.
You'll be sending out plenty of DMs and texts. Don't worry about that. But, hey, all the best, Lukey, mate. Really enjoyed your year this year. And go get them Saturday, champ.
Thanks for having me, boys. Cheers.
Good on you, Luke Dalhouse there. Good boy.
Absolutely. And just plays his role. Just does what he has to do. Exactly. He's got the superstars around him, and he's a very important player to that side.